This from a church bulletin. Ushers will swat the latecomers.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you're a churchgoer, you know it can be difficult to keep singing when you see typos projected on a big screen. The letters are 2 feet tall, practically screaming at you. I'm a writer, so I notice such things. There I am worshiping God when the phrase comes up, "Lord, you are more costly than golf." Golf is costly, but it's gold, not golf. And then my mind wanders to the golf course where I'm lining up a birdie putt. Others have struggled with these things too. One guy was singing along with the words, "Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to shave, mighty to shave." Save, guys, it's save. Church typos, there have been plenty. And so it is my pleasure to present another episode of Typo Tuesday. First, here are more stories of song lyric typos told by amused churchgoers. "When we lived in Latin America, the line in the song was supposed to be lifting holy hands," says one guy. "But in Spanish, the word for monkey, monos, is close to the word for hand, manos. So there we were, lifting holy monkeys." By the way, I call my wife Ramona Moni for short. When I'm in Spanish-speaking countries, they laugh when they hear this. One pastor asked, "Why do you call her monkey?" Here's a confession from a guy running PowerPoint at Christmas. "In Silent Night, I forgot to change the slide. It happened 2 years straight. We were all singing, 'Radiant beams from thy holy face.'" Beams, guys, beams. Church bulletins are a rich source of typos as well. Here are just a few. "The outreach committee has enlisted 25 visitors to make calls on people who are not afflicted with any church." "A cookbook is being compiled by the ladies of the church. Please submit your favorite recipe, also a short antidote for it." "Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children." Oh boy, I hope not. "Thank you, Steve, who once again has worked hard to clean the pastor off the basement floor." I think that was supposed to be plaster. "Life groups meet on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for food, fun, and fellow whipping." Fellowshipping? Fellow whipping? "Visitors are asked to sing their names at the church entrance." Phil! "Next Sunday is the family hayride and bonfire at the Fowler's. Bring your own hot dogs and guns. Everyone come for a fun time." Guns? "Pastor is on vacation. Massages can be given to church secretary." Messages, messages. "I heard about a church where they were singing 'Holy is the Lord,' and the screen read, 'Together we sing, everyone sin.' Well, I hope the pastor fixed that later with his sermon." Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned. The pastor of our church sometimes says no perfect people are allowed here. And I think I know what he means. This is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. Paul, who persecuted Christians and called himself the chief of sinners, wrote, "For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. Who will rescue me? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is our hope, the one who forgives our sins. It is by grace we are saved through faith." Philip Yancey said, "I left the church for a time because I found so little grace there. I returned because I found it nowhere else." I too have found that grace amid all the typos I've made. I'm thankful for kind and compassionate followers of Jesus who love and encourage me. I hope you go to church this Sunday. You may find a few typos there. You'll definitely find imperfect people like me who have been saved by grace. Oh, and remember to sing your name when you get there.
Happy New Year. As we begin 2025 with more laughter, encouragement, and messages of hope in Jesus, we want to express our gratitude for everyone who supports this ministry. Every dollar keeps Laugh Again going, and you can help us start this year well by sending a financial gift today. Visit laughagain.org to donate. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.